Hey, what's up, Warren? You're listening to Ray's Rampage again, and I have the lovely Zoe with me. She'll be joining me for the rest of the year. It's going to be great.
Hello, guys.
Yeah. How have you been? We're on a voice call right now, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, because there's no other way to do it.
Very, very different.
But I've been kind of just, you know, hanging in there, trying to be as most interesting as I can, do things that are kind of interesting, but it's not really working that well.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
How have you been?
Oh, I've been working a lot, so it's been kind of stressful.
Yeah, I know you got a new job at Walgreens, so.
Yeah.
And that has to be stressful because there's a bunch of people going in that possibly could be sick, and have no other way to get around that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And it's just like, I love it when customers come in. And they, like, come in for, like, a non-essential item.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They get mad at us. And I'm like, go home. You're not wearing a mask. You're not wearing gloves.
Yeah. See, I haven't really been wearing masks or gloves, but I don't go out that much. So
yeah.
If I do, I go to a friend's house.
So. Yeah, it's like, if you're not going out every, like, to do stuff like that, it's like, it's acceptable not to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know. Oh, my goodness. Zoe, the people that have come into my Walgreens.
I know. I've heard stories.
I had a customer get very mad at me because something was a price. It was like $20. And she was like, I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. And I was like, I do not make the prices.
Like, I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it, ma'am. Please don't get mad.
They get so mad over the smallest things. And my dad was like, well, everyone's on edge. Well, if you're coming in to buy a dog bed and you yell at me because it's $20.
What the heck? I would think that's kind of cheap for a dog bed.
Right. It's like that's cheap for a dog bed.
What do you expect, a $5 dog bed? Like,
go to Five Below, woman.
Get a blanket. Just lay it down if you really don't want to spend that much.
Right, and then we've had, like, issues with registers and everything because every store is, like, so overloaded and programs are just overloading with information right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, I don't know, man. It's, like, we have multiple register people. Like, we got a bunch of temporary hires. They're pretty cool. I mean, most of them are high schoolers.
Yeah.
There's only crazy people to be want to work right now during all of this.
Yeah, I want to work, but I don't really know where to go. I'm thinking about working. It's a funny story at CVS Warehouse.
Oh, of course.
Every Walgreens worker says that about CVS.
Well, it's because CVS is so much worse than us.
Well, like, I go there because of that's where our doctor or our insurance takes our medicine stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. But, like, after working at, like, the Walgreens, and just, like, working there for about 2 months now,
mm-hmm.
going into a CVS just gives me anxiety. Like, I go in there, and I'm like, it's literally a mess in the store.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is it so bad?
Yeah, I agree. I like going to Walgreens better anyway, but the medicine, it just is better, I guess. But I go to Walgreens for, like groceries and stuff like that. Like, not often. I go to Walmart for groceries, but, like, if I need something from a pharmacy place, I'll go to Walgreens over CVS. But CVS is kind of expensive, too.
Yeah, they're both pretty expensive pharmacy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the Walgreens, like, rewards membership thing, we have so many good deals. I don't even know, like, half the time I don't even know what the deals are, but then, like, someone buys something, I'm like, oh, that's a really good price.
Yeah, I got four cans of Pringles for, like, $4. I was like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and then we have, like, our skincare stuff is always good. Right now we have all hair products are buy two, get one free. It's so good.
Yeah. So, what have you been doing during quarantine?
Well, so far, all I've done really is work and do my assignments. But I do indeed, no one told my parents, lie about my work schedule sometimes to hang out with friends. Like, I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, I would too. I would too, but...
It's like, it hasn't been, like, super major cases where I've been, like, oh, I'm, like, going to a party or something. No, it's, like, me and one other person.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, hanging out.
Yeah, I'll be going to, like, some of Alice's friend's house. And, yeah. And then I go to James's house, and then I go... There will be times when I go to a park. Like, there's a park called Eagle Creek Park. And yeah. There's not very many people there, and I just go there just to walk around because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I've been skateboarding a lot, too. I forgot to mention that. I busted my butt the other day.
I've wanted a skateboard.
It hurts so bad.
See, I have a skateboard, and I could do it, but I don't know. It's a little lazy.
I feel like, well, I've been doing it to, like, blow off steam after, like, doing work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just... Sometimes it's a little sad doing it by myself. I'm like, man, I'm really out here riding my skateboard by myself.
Yeah. See, I've been, what was that? What else have I been doing? Oh, TikToks. I've been on that app a lot. Too much. Way too much.
I think my 90% of my camera roll is TikToks now. I'm not even sending them to anyone. Why do I keep saving them?
I know. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'll save this. Like, I don't understand it, but. Whatever, I don't really care. I
don't
like
even
it.
Go back and watch.
I know, and then I go back and I'm like, why did I save this? And I delete it.
Yeah, oh, I'm about to delete all the TikToks I have. But I think there's like 500.
Another TikTok thing I tried that thick coffee or whatever. I don't remember what it's called, but
yeah.
I know you said that you tried it, but I perfected it to where it tastes pretty good.
It doesn't taste like crap.
Yes, it actually tastes like coffee.
Because I don't like coffee to begin with.
Yeah, I tried to tell that to my friend who works at Starbucks, and mm-hmm. he said that it just sounded gross, but then I was like, you don't even like coffee. He was like, yeah, I know. I'm like, then you don't really have a input on this. If you haven't tried it, then don't say anything.
That's why I haven't really said anything, because like, my friend Alexa, she really wanted to try it. I was like, okay, I'll try it with you. Even though I know it's going to be freaking bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is so bad. And she was like, I'm going to put it on my ice cream. It's so good. And I was like, you're a liar.
Yeah, I like coffee a lot.
Oh, another thing that I had happen over our coronation.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get tested for the Rona.
Oh, yeah. Was it because your work was testing it or something?
No, actually, I was at work one day, and I was sitting in the break room, and I broke out in hives, so I thought I was having an allergic reaction, but I was like, what would I be having an allergic reaction to? So they sat me down, took my temperature. I was 105.4.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they were like, oh. And I was like, I don't even feel like I have a fever. And they were like, you look like you have a fever. So I had to go get tested. I got tested the next day. So it wasn't, like, super long because I know it's long for, like, regular, like, civilian people. But, like, essential worker-wise, they get you in and out, like, really quick.
Yeah. See, I know that you guys get, like, free tests?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Because it was, like, anytime you wanted, you get, like, a free test or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty good.
It is, like, for essential workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. I had to go to, an online thing, like, Eli Lilly COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And sign up, and then, like, within maybe an hour, I got a call back from one of the ladies, and she was like, I'm going to set it up. Your time is tomorrow at 4:30, and... I appreciated how speedy the whole process was, but that, the trip to Eli Lilly and going through it, it was so sketchy.
Yeah, I've seen that place. It's a little sketchy, but...
They were like, no video, no photos, and it's just like, you're in this parking garage.
Yeah.
All these people are in like hazmat suits. You're not allowed to get out of your car. You're only allowed to roll it down once. And that's when they stick the thing up your nose.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. They, like, have this whole drive-up thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just so sketchy because it was underneath, like, a bridge.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just can't wait. I just can't wait for all this to be over because I am tired of this. I want to go out with my friends and have fun and have parties. I've been having game nights with Alice's friends. Like, oh my God.
I just can't wait for life to feel like normal again. It's just everything feels so off, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I've dyed my hair. I've already dyed my hair.
I did too.
I'm about to bleach my whole head. Like, I'm really not joking. I actually am, but I'm going to have a professional do it when this is all over.
Oh, same. I was planning on getting, like, a balayage because,
oh yeah,
you know, I went black. I did the little e-girl trend.
Exactly.
This colorification. Like, that's what my hair looks like right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what that is, go look it up, guys. It's very cringy. But I don't know. I was just like, I'm ready for a change. I want to go fully blonde, but I don't think I'll look good.
I don't know. It depends. I think I've already gone blonde, and I've done half my hair blonde, which that was fine, but I want to get the full head, and somebody told me that I'd look really good with blonde.
I just want to go ash blonde, you know, like the ashy toned blonde, because any other, like the warmer tones of blonde would not look good on me.
See, what I'm going to go platinum, like the platinum blonde.
I think you would look good platinum.
Yeah, see, definitely. And I already sent my friend who does hair, I already sent it to her, and we're going to plan on doing it this summer when all my black dye is out of my hair, because it's not easy to dye hair that's dyed. So bleach hair that's dyed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've already done that. I've not cut my bangs, though.
I haven't given myself a haircut yet.
Yeah. Thank God.
I haven't gone that far down.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've thought about it, but because I'm like, my split ends are bad.
I don't even know, man. I've just been letting my hair do whatever hair does.
I'm just going to try not to cut it, though, and wait for a professional to cut it, because...
Well, I want to grow my hair out again. Remember how it was my freshman year?
Yeah. I just don't like... My hair, is when it's grown out, it's really, like, thin, and I don't like it. So I was like, ugh. Oh, well. We'll see.
I just have really thick hair, and I just want to see how long I can get it. And if I don't like it by the time I go to college, I'm literally just going to shave my head. That's something I haven't done yet.
Yeah, I don't think I'll probably shave my head, but you never know. You don't know.
I'm betting on myself shaving it while I'm in college.
I've heard, okay, so speaking of college, I've heard that I don't remember what college it was, but they were saying that they're probably not going to have fall, like the fall semester because of COVID-19. I was like,
that's so weird.
If that really happens, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I'm going to Ivy Tech for my first year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have double the work because I'm getting my... basically all my prereqs out of the way as soon as I can, so I can only have 3 years of college. So I'm like, this is going to be so stressful, like very stressful, because I'm going to have everything, but I'm going to have to learn myself.
Oh yeah, this whole learning things by yourself thing I've retained no information.
Exactly. Also, another thing, since I only have 3 classes, I'm getting everything done on the first day. So I wake up at, like, 9 o'clock every day and then just get everything done.
That would be so nice, honestly.
The only thing that's helping me is I have a Zoom meeting every Monday morning, so I just get it all done right after the Zoom meeting because I can't go back to sleep. So
I wish. I've been sleeping, like, until I have to get up for work, like an hour till I get up for work.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds...
And all that's right. Been it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's been so weird. It's like, time feels like it's frozen.
Yeah, it does.
It makes sense.
And it's just going and going. But, I mean, hopefully everything opens up soon, which I'm pretty sure people are saying it's supposed to open up soon.
Yeah.
But they also pushed it back to May 1st, so.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I swear we're in quarantine by my birthday. By the way, guys, my birthday is May
29th.
Holler at your girl. Just kidding. 17 is an irrelevant number.
I'm going to be 19 this year. That's crazy.
Wow. Oh, we're getting old.
I know. I'm going to be 20 before you know it.
Oh, remember those good old elementary days?
Yeah.
riding our bikes up and down the street.
Yeah, not being able to go in the next street over because we would get in trouble.
Not being able to go to the park either.
Yes.
And then we went that one time and we were like...
Yeah, we just went.
We never didn't tell anybody.
That was good old days.
Those were the good old days. Wow, life has changed drastically since then.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, speaking of Alice, Alice came into my store the other day.
Oh yeah, I heard. They told me that because I was with James when they did that, and
yeah,
they told me that they saw you.
But. I was on my work grind. They make us wear masks.
Oh yeah,
it's
I
so
heard
hard
that.
To breathe.
And they also give you like, do they give you hand sanitizers?
Yeah,
I thought so.
We have so many Clorox wipes. Don't tell the general public.
Yeah.
Well, but they're not for sale though, which is kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
We do need to sanitize the entire store.
Yeah.
Everyone at my work has been tested. None of us have had it. We're all vibing.
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure if James got tested. He might have, but I didn't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I really don't think he did.
I don't think he did because everyone got tested before. I think before he got there because.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, because all the new hires came in after I got sick.
Yeah.
Because I remember my first day back, I was like, why are you, who is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How long have we been on here?
Almost 17 minutes. I think we can wrap it up about now.
We can. All right. Guys, stay safe. Wash your hands. 20 seconds. See your ABCs. Please. And also, don't go outside.
If it's not necessary.
Yes, please. Take a walk, something.
I say, if you want to go outside, go to a park where nobody's going to be there.
Yes, please. 6 feet, people.
Yes.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.